Okay, it's moving. Okay, we are on Lamed Hei Mabez. Lamed Hei Mabez, we just had the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Whether Bias Mu'uberes is Shema Bia and Chalitzas Mu'uberes is Shema Chalitza. So Rabbi Yochanan held that it is a good Bia, it is a good Chalitza, and therefore, even if she turns out to be pregnant, as long as the vlad is not shel kayama, it is effective, even though it was done at the time of ibur. While Rish Lakish says no, Rish Lakish says something done at the time of ibur is not effective. So we're in the middle of bringing our mishnah as a raya one way or the other to Rabbi Yochanan or Rish Lakish. So let us go to Eisvei, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seventh wide line, Alamed Hema base. Eisvei, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, again, asked Reish Lakish from our Mishnah. Ein avla shel kayama yikayim. Our Mishnah said, if the Yava married the Yavama at a time when she was pregnant, and then it turns out that the Vlad was not shel kayama, meaning the child dies, therefore this woman does not have any children, yikayim, that he's allowed to be mekayim, this wife, because this is a woman who had a Zika liyavam. So Bishma Lididi says, Rabbi Yochanan, according to me, it's fine. Why Yikayim? Why he keeps her? The Amina Chalitza Mu'uber Shma Chalitza Ubias Mu'uber Shma Bia. I hold that Chalitza and Bia at the time that she is Mu'uberes are effective. Mishamachik Tani Yikayim. That's why he says Yikayim, because he can now keep her and nothing more is required. Elidida, and what was done previously is effective. Elididach Laber Chalitza Mu'uberes Lo Shma Chalitza Ubias Mu'uberes Lo Shma Bia. But according to you, who said that earlier, what was done is ineffective. Yachzer v'yivol v'yakayim ibayilai. He doesn't just stay married; he has to redo the yibum, because the original bi'ad chalitza were not effective. So shouldn't the Mishnah say they should be chozer and boel and mekayim? So the Gemara says, yeah, that's what it means. Really, my yakayim yachzer v'yivol v'yakayim. That's what it means by yakayim, that he should be boel again, live with her again, and therefore be able to keep her. Delo sagi belavachi. So it says on the side, because there's no way that he won't do this, that he can't do this. As we'll see more about what that line means in a minute. The Gemara is going to repeat it again with a contrast to it. So let's wait for a minute to explain that line a little more. So that's how Reish Lakish would interpret the Mishnah. So now again, as we said before, Reish Lakish asked the same line from the Mishnah in the opposite direction. Igad Amrei Eithri Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Some have it as follows. The Reish Lakish used this line on Rabbi Yochanan. Ein avla shel kayama yikayim. If the vlad is not viable, so then he's allowed to keep her. Bishvel Didi says Reish Lakish, according to me, the Amina Chalitza Mu'uberes Lo Shma Chalitza, but Bias Mu'uberes Lo Shma Bia. According to me, that the Chalitza and the Bia are not effective. Hainu Diktani Yikayim. That's what Yikayim means. Yachzer V'yivol V'yikayim. You still have to do something. Tlo Sagi Belavachi, and you have to be Mekayim, or there's no way not to be Mekayim her. Why? We'll get to it in a second. Let's just do the contrast. El Lididach, but according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, that said earlier, the Bia and the Chalitza were effective, so what does Yikayim mean? Ratza Yotzi Rosi Yikayim Yibayilai. He doesn't have to keep. He can divorce her if he wants. He's fully married to her. So why does the Mishnah say Yikayim as if he has to be Mekayim? He could have said, given him the choice, you want to be Mekayim, you want to be Yotzi. According to me, you have to be Mekayim. Why? So we just need a line of the Ritva here. The Ritva says, because since a Bia She'eno Sagi was done, meaning an incomplete Bia, the Bia was done earlier, and it wasn't really effective. So you know what? If you do Chalitza now, so then what's going to be with that first Bia? You're going to be motzi laz on that first bia. People are going to say it's meaningless. What you do is it was a bias isser. So that's why Yikayim, the Ritva says that we encourage you when you're supposed to be Mikayim and do Yibam. You don't really have a choice anymore. Ilu motzia ataba chalitza motzi laz al bia rishona. Shahai sabaishas ach shalok kiemba mitzvas Yibam. It was nothing. It was meaningless. So according to B, says Reish Lakish, I understand why you should be Mekayim her, and that's why he says that. But according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, it should be either or. You have the choice. You're married, so you can do whatever you want now. You can either do Yibam or Chalitza. So the Gemara says, Inachinami. Rabbi Yochanan says, you're right. Inachinami. It could have said that. The idea, the Tana Reisha Yotzi, Tana Nami Sefi Yekayim. We just wanted to have parallel language to the other part of the Mishnah. Period. Says the Gemara further, Eight Meisvei. Next try. Now we quote a Brisa. Hakoni says Yibim Tov and Nimseis Mu'uberes. If a person is marries his Yavama, and it comes out that she was pregnant. Harezu lotinased sarasa. Her co-wife, the other women who Reuben was married to, cannot marry out yet. Why? Shema Yehe Vlad ben Kayama. Maybe the child will be viable, and that would cause problems. Let's think about 1 minute. Adarabba, no, just the opposite. If the child is viable, if it's a good child, so then their husband had a child, they can marry whoever they want. So that can't be the chashash or adarabba. Can't be avlad ben kayama, miftro tsarasa. If their husband has a child, so then they can just marry whoever, there is no zikas even at all. El Ema, you're right, change it. Shema lo yehe avlad ben kayama. It should be, they can't marry out because maybe the child will not be viable. If the child's not viable, that means they're all zikuka liyavam, therefore they can't marry out yet. Says Reish Lakish though, the Isal Kadaidach Bias Mover Shema Bia, but if the original Bia that the first woman did is a good Bia, effective, Abailotinasi Sarasa, Tifta Bia Shachaverta, Miman of Shach, it should be fine that the Tsara can marry, because if the child turns out to be a viable child, then they would never Zukukuli of him in the first place. If the child is not viable, their co-wife already had Bia, and they already did Yibum. So for Biman of Shach, why is the Tsara held back? So Haraya, what do you see from here? Says the Gemara, it's a Raya to Reish Lakish, that the Bias Mu'uberes is Lo Shema Bia. That's why the other women, the Tsaras, have to wait. So says Abaya, Achidish. Abaya says, against what we've thought, and we showed him explain that some of the earlier questions, Abaya would say that were never really asked, that it was somebody who had a misunderstanding of Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Because says Abaya, Bia Kuliyama Lo Pligid Lo Patra. Abaya says, really, everybody holds Bias Mu'uberes is Lo Shema Bia. And that's what this Bryson was talking about. Everybody holds that if a Yavam lives with his Yavama when she is pregnant, that is ineffective and he has to be Miyabim her again after she has the baby and the baby dies. Once that's, you have to do that again. Ki pligi bechalitza. The only machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokas is about chalitza. Rabbi Yochanan Tzavar chalitza, Mu'uberes Shema chalitza. Bias Mu'uberes Lo Shema Bia. Rabbi Yochanan says they're different, chalitza and Bia. Bia doesn't work, chalitza does work. Reish Lakish Savar, Bias Mu'uberes Lo Shema Bia, Vechalitza Mu'uberes Lo Shema Chalitza. That is the finish of Abaya, limiting the machlokas. Everybody agrees Bias Mu'uberes is ineffective, Chalitza Mu'uberes is the machlokas. How can they be such a chilek? Rav is going to reject the chilek in a minute, but what's the svar for the chilek? So the Ritva says that if you have something that is an isser, it cannot create a kinyan. That's his lashon. What does the Yochanan hold? Kivan de bia de isurahi, because rather than when the Yavam lives with the Yavama, and it could be that she is going to have a baby, and therefore this is an eshas ach isser krisus, Shem, because this is a bia de isura, Shema teled vlad shel kayama, dinhu de bia de iser lo tikna, avo b'chalitza like isura. There's no problem with a chalitza, you don't do anything wrong. But if it is a bia de isura, so then it's ineffective. Similar, it doesn't quote it, but it's similar to the Gemara we mentioned from Maseches Temura, called Milsa David Rachmana lo sevedi avid lo mahani, or lo mahani. If the Torah tells you not to do something, that even if you try to do it, so it could be that Torah is going to say, no, it doesn't work. It's ineffective. Usur doesn't only mean you're not allowed to, but what you try to do is meaningless. That's how the Ritva seems to learn this. Now, once it's usur, so then it is ineffective. Chalitza's mu'uberes, what are you doing wrong? So you're picking up a shoe, she's picking up a shoe, he's spitting, you're not doing anything wrong, and therefore it would be effective. The Rabbi Chanan in the Kofetz Aris says a little deeper. He says, and this is in Lamed Ches Hey, what does Rabbi Chanan say? Yesh lomar, when a woman is mu'uberes, when a yavama is mu'uberes, and she's asura, it's not just that it's ineffective. Why is it ineffective? Because there's no zika yet. If she's mu'uberes, there's no zika liyavam yet. Ein ba zika al zman ha-hove, ela al zman ha-asid. She has a potential future zika. But she doesn't have a zika right now that you can cut, that you can get rid of. She has a future zika, so none of the women can marry out yet, because you know that it could be that they're going to be zikuka. But the zika does not exist yet, says Rabbi Chanan. There's no kinyan yet. A kinyan is a completion of the zika. But if there is no zika, you can't complete it. So what about chalitza? Mikol makom, ein ba, Eser Eishes Ach Avagav Deid Zakuka El Avada Asid Leidir Chalitza Deleka Isura Shaper Yesh Bazika Gemura Gamal Zman Hahove. So he's Mechalik, which we'll talk more about in a minute, between a Zika for Yibum and a Zika for Chalitza. There is no Zika for Chalitza for Yibum yet because she's Aser, and therefore you can't complete that Zika regarding Yibum. But regarding Chalitza, there's no Iser, so therefore that is enough to be completed. It could be also that Yibum and Chalitza function differently. Yibum is a completion, Chalitza is a prevention. So again, it relates to that as well. Yeah.
Why should what you do affect whether it's a Zika or not? I think Zika exists if you do Chalitza, but doesn't exist if you do
Zika. Right. Does it affect whether you have a Zika? I don't think he's saying that. I think he's saying before what you do, is there a Zika for Yibum? Is there a Zika for Chalitza? Which we're going to talk more about in a minute. But sounds like they're separate ideas. It is Lasha. There is no Zika for Yibam here, and there is a Zika for Chalitza. There's a Zika for Chalitza. So that's the Ritva and Rabbi Chanan, how to understand the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rava, Rava says to Abaye Manavshach, what are you talking about? You're saying that everybody agrees that B.S. Mubaris is nothing, and the Machlokas is by Chalitza? That can't be. EBS Mubarishma Bia Khalitza Mubarishma Khalitza. If the Bia works, the Khalitza should work. VS BS Mubarish Loshma Bia, Khalitza Mubarish Nabiloshma Khalitza. Neither should work if the Bia doesn't work. To Hakai Balak was the principle that we've had a number of times. Call Ha'ola Libim Ola Khalitza. Because Shaino Libim Ain't Ola Khalitza. They always work together. They always work together. The potential for Yibim means there's a potential for Khalitza. You can't be Machalik between the two. You can't be mechalik between the two. So what? How could you say Oliyim Ola Chalitza? How could you be mechalik between saying B'S Mubaris is Lo Shma Bia while Chalitza's Mubaris Ishma Chalitza? Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. The Biuri Hadaf here has, again, this is a little review of what we mentioned when this principle came up earlier, two beautiful understandings of this principle. What does it mean called Oliyim Ola Chalitza and Eino Oliyim Eino Chalitza? How do they work together? So Wamshad, he quotes this from various Achronim. Wamshad is that really whenever a woman becomes a Yavama, there's one trapped. One track, Yibum, the Yibum trapped. There's always a backup of Chalitza. But Chalitza is exactly that, it's a backup. There's Yibum, that's the mitzvah, Yavama Yavo Elaha. But there's a backup if the choice is, right, Chalitza, but Vilum Atarza Chalitza, right, it's just the backup of the Yavama, of the Yibum. Mashma from here, but let's say in this type of circumstance, if Yibum wouldn't exist, the Mamela Chalitza falls apart. Because Chalitza is only the backup for Yibum. That's one way to understand this principle. The other way to understand the principle is Ba'ofan Hafuch. He says, Shachalitza Nechshev is Mitzvah Atzma. Maybe there are two tracks, as we just said from Rabbi Chanan. They're both parallel, but there are two tracks. There's a Yibum track, and there is a Chalitza track. It exists independently. They always go together, but they exist independently. As long as there is always Yibum, there's always Chalitza. Regarding this understanding, then you could have the opposite. There's a nafkamina between the two. What if you have chalitza? Can you have chalitza without yibum? This principle says yibum cannot exist without chalitza. But can you have a chalitza without yibum? So that's a nafkamina between these two understandings. According to the first understanding, you can't. Because chalitza is a backup of yibum. So if you can't have chalitza without yibum, chalitza is just a backup. Masha'inkein, if you say that they're two independent tracks, then it's possible that Chalitza can exist separately, and that could be what the Machlokas is here. After all, ask the Ritva, doesn't Abaya hold of this principle? Abaya must hold of this principle called Oli Yibum Chalitza. So what do you mean? Rava asks on him, and he gives his own answer? So that might be the answer. It might be a Machlokas about how to understand this principle. Or the Ritva himself gives a different answer. He says that really it is Oli Yibum, it's just that you don't know, you have to wait. There is a Ola Yibam in waiting here, but it's not now. So the question is, do you call that Ola Yibam or not? Okay. So Rava rejects that chiluk to say that there's a difference between Chalitza's Mu'beres and B'S Mu'beres, and therefore, if you reject that, so you're back to the question of the Brisa, because the Brisa seems pretty clear that the Brisa held that B'S Yavam, what did the Brisa say? Remember what the Brisa said? The sorrows of this woman have to wait. So what do you mean? Why do they have to wait? If the child's not going to be viable, then fine, wonderful. They can marry whoever they want because their husband had a child. If the child is not going to be viable, then their co-wife already had Bia, already did Yibam. So it's a right to Reish Lakish that Bia didn't work. So Rava says a different answer. El Amar Rava Hachi Ka'amar. This is the pshat of the Braisa. Hakonis Yevim Tov Nimseis Mu'beres. Hareza lo tirasit sarasa, shema yeheya vlad ben kayama. maybe the Vlad will be a Ben Kayama. Remember, we changed the Gersa before. But I would say, no, keep the Gersa. Maybe the Vlad will be a Ben Kayama, and therefore what? And still, they can't marry anybody yet. Why? Two problems. Ubias muberes lo shma bia. If the child's going to be viable, then this bia is meaningless. Bias muberes by a Vlad Shal Kayama is meaningless. The chalitzas muberes lo shma chalitza. The havlad eino poter ache yatze lavir haolam. But even if you're going to say that the child is going to mean that these women do not have a zika yet, we don't know that until the future. You don't know that until the baby comes out. The Vlad doesn't have a status until the baby comes out. Therefore, they're still not allowed to marry out. The Zman Heter is only in the future. The Zman Heter is only at Shas Avir HaOlam. That's when it gets the status of a Vlad. Okay, is there an Isser Eishas Ach before this? The Achronim discuss it. But either way, says Rava, that's all it means. The Bia and the Chalitza, per se, can work. Bismano, but if the child is a Ben Kayama, it's going to come out that it's meaningless, and the child's significance when it's born, if it's a Ben Kayama, is only at the moment that it's born. Again, the Sharmas Yana Balacha here notes that there are many halachas that we have that the status of a child only starts at the time of birth. Even if you know that the child is going to be there, it only starts at the time of birth, right? One of the famous ones is abortion. Abortion, a child does not have a full, complete status of a Vlad until it's born. L'may nafkamin, if the mother's life is in danger. If the mother's life is in danger, you do an abortion, Rahman al-Islam. Why? Because the mother is a nefesh. The mother is a chai. The mother is a live individual. The baby maybe is a mixas nefesh. There are different lashonas in the Rambam, in Ilchus Roseach. What exactly, how do you formulate what status this baby has? But for sure, it doesn't have the full status of a nefesh. That's the Mishnah in Alas. Mishnah Alas that is much discussed in this sugya. Ha'isha shi makasha leilin, a woman who's having difficulty in childbirth, and her life is in danger. Mechatchenes avlad bebeyeha, umotzien osa ivar mevarim. You do anything you can to save the mother, because her life comes first, because she has a full life. Yatza ruba, once the baby starts coming out, most, the head, different shitas, ain oginbo. Then the baby has the status of a nefesh, and ain doche nefesh mipiri nefesh. The Rambam's lashon is that the baby's a rodef beforehand. That's another lashon the Rambam has, which is a big discussion why the Rambam needs to say that. If the baby's not a nefesh, why do you have to come along to rodef? Rodef sounds like he is a nefesh, but he's a rodef. So it's a big discussion exactly what the status is. But regarding many, it's not a nefesh yet. That's the pashas of the Mishnah there, and therefore, the mother's life comes first. Sometimes, even if the baby is not a nefesh, we do certain things for this vlad. For example, are you mechal Shabbos for a vlad? Let's say the mother's life is short out in danger, and the vlad, the fetus is in danger. Are you allowed to be mechal Shabbos for a fetus? So some Rishonim say it's impossible. It's that the metzias is never there. If the fetus is ever in danger, the mother's life is also in danger. So they argue on the assumption of the metzias. But let's say conceptually you can have that case, that only the fetus life is in danger. So are you mechal Shabbos for that fetus? So the Ramban writes the Torah Sa'adam that your Mechal Shabbos even for the fetus. Why? Even though it's not a nefesh. But there's another reason why you are Mechal Shabbos. Not just V'chai Bahem Lo Shayamas Bahem to save a life, but Mechal Shabbos Achas Kadei Sheyishmer Shabbos Os Harbe, says the Gemara in Yuma. Be Mechal this one, so they'll be able to keep another a lot more in the future. So that applies even if the baby's not a nefesh now. Fine, the baby's not a nefesh, but that Svara applies to the Vlad. Because this Vlad, in the future, will be able to keep many Shabbosos. So that's why the Ramban says, regarding Chilul Shabbos, that even if the baby is not considered a nefesh yet. But still, at least this Gemara, the Sharmas Yad HaMalacha quotes some of these Makaros, regarding at least the Hapalas Uber issue. So you see, the Vlad only gets the status when it's born. So that's why, says Rava, in the Brisa, even if you say that if the Vlad is not going to be viable, the Bia is going to be good, that's true, but maybe the Vlad is going to be viable, but you're only allowed to get the effects of that when it is born. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, period. Yibam might be different, right? So Yibam might be right. Yibam might also be unique. Dafka Yibam, you need the Leda because it's about Hakama Zera, Hakama Shema Alachif, and Afinami. So again, each case might have its unique. Shabbos is unique, and Yibam might be unique. Anyway, the question is, what's the case of the rule? Of abortion, the rule? Rambam seems to say Rodef, that's why it's. So every case has to be looked at separately. Tanya Kavasi, the Rava, a Brisa which supports Rava. What Rava say? We have a machlok. We have two adama machlokas here so far. We have the Iker machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish, who argued about bias muberes and chalitzas muberes, and then we have a machlokas, Abaye and Rava, about that machlokas. Abaye and Rava argued, does everybody agree that bias muberes is not significant? That's what Abaye said, and the only machlokas is about the chalitza. Or Rava says, no, they argue about both. They argue about bias and chalitzas muberes. So now we're going to bring a raya to Rava, that they argue about both. If a person is miyabim the yavama and then she's muberes, the tzaras cannot remarry. Shema yehei vlad ben kayama. That's already the raya to Rava. Abaye changed the girsa of the raya. Maybe the vlad will be a ben kayama. The ain bia v'chalitza poteres as ela vlad poter. And the bia and the chalitza, if the vlad turns out to be a ben kayama, is meaningless. But you need the baby to pater v'avlad in poter achiyatzalav yirha olam. So that's beferish the way Rava interpreted the raya against Abaya, period. Either way, we're going to be medayik something from this brisa now. Taima, the Shema Yevlad ben Kayamahu. The only reason that these women, these saris, might be able to marry out is because maybe the Vlad will be a ben Kayama, and when it is, they'll be free. Halav Yevlad ben Kayama, Miftar Tsarasa. But if the Vlad is not a ben Kayama, Miftar Tsarasa, so then the Tsaris will be Putter, so let me have it to Reish Lakish. Again, we have a Kasha and Reish Lakish. Because this Brisa seems to say that if the Vlad is not viable, so then the previous Bia and Chalitza would be effective. So it's a Kasha and Reish Lakish who said it's not effective. Amar Lecha Reish Lakish, Achi Tadi, Reish Lakish. No, this is how you would interpret. The Brisa is really missing a line. This is how you would interpret the Brisa. Hakones Yavim Tov and Nimseis Muberes, Harezu Lutirasi Sarasa. If a person does Yivim to his Yavama, and it comes out that she's pregnant, the Tsaras can't remarry yet. Shema lo yehe Vlad ben Kayama. Maybe the Vlad will not be viable. V'chalitza is muberes loshma chalitza, so bias muberes loshma bia. Reish Lakish reinterprets the Brisa according to his shita. Maybe the Vlad won't be a ben Kayama, and what he did so far was ineffective. What about the line about the ben Kayama? Add in the following line, says Reish Lakish. V'yim tomar, and if you want to tell me, don't worry about that. Halach acha rov nashim. Why don't you go after the majority of women? V'rov nashim v'lad ma'alya yoldan. And most women who are pregnant have viable children. So to answer that, we say vladin poter chesel avera olam. They still can't get married yet because the vlad is not significant until it comes to the world. So that's how Reish Lakish interprets the brisa. The line about vlad shel kayama is just a maybe. There's a rove that is going to be a kayama. Doesn't mean that it has to be, because I hold, says Reish Lakish, that even a bia and chalitza muberes is not effective. That's how each of them read the lines. So, though with difficulty, most of these kashas were against Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish was able to get out of all of the kashas on him. But with that background, now we can more appreciate the next line of the Gemara. Amar Reb Elazar. Reb Elazar says, Efshar Isa Lahadar Reish Lakish Votran La B'masisan. Is it possible that we hold like Reish Lakish? We're going to see in a minute that we hold like Reish Lakish. Is it possible that we hold like Reish Lakish and he doesn't have a source in a Mishnah to back him up? Ask the Aruch Laner. How did Reb Elazar know that there was a Mishnah like him? Maybe he said his own Shita and no Mishnah was a Kasha on him. But he didn't have a Raya. So said the Aruch Laner, he has such difficulty bending over backwards trying to reinterpret these Brises. There must be a Mishnah that he's based on. I mean, why else would he say a Shita? It's a pure Svara? And also, he says, because earlier the Svaras and the Psukim were exactly equal. It was not one that will beat the other one. So why would he go so far to reinterpret these sources? It must be he's got to have a Mishnah. It must be that there's something that we don't know about. That's how Reb Elazar knew. So, is there a Mishnah out there that supports Reish Lakish? Again, what was Reish Lakish's Shita? That a Bia and a Chalitza, when she's Muberis, are ineffective, and it has to be repeated afterwards? So, Nafak Dak Vashkach, yeah, he went out and he found one. Mishnah later on in Yavamis, Titznan, the Mishnah says, Ha'isha Shahalach Baila Vitzaras Lamedina Sayam. What happens? Ruvain and one of his wives go somewhere, Medina Sayam, go far out somewhere. And the other wife stays home. Right, so Reuben and his wife went somewhere out, and the other wife stays home. And Edom come and tell this woman who stayed home, your husband died. Your husband died. So now, you know, she's an almana. She's free to marry. Or is she free to marry? What's the suffix here? She doesn't know if, at the time that they left, her co-wife was not pregnant. nobody was pregnant, and therefore she should have to do Yibam here. But maybe she got pregnant while she was in Medina Sayam. She's not around now to ask. They didn't have communication like we have today. So she's besafik. She doesn't know whether she could, whether that woman was pregnant and she can marry whoever she wants, or that woman was not pregnant and she has to do Yibam. Says the Mishnah, Harizulo Tinase, Velotis Yabim, she cannot marry out or do Yibam. Acheteda Shema Mu'uberes Yitzarasa. She can't do anything until she knows that her tzara was Mu'uberes. That's all the Mishnah says. So now we're Medayik. Bishlama Yibubi Lo. I understand why she can't do Yibam. Why? Shema Yevlad Ben Kayama. Maybe that woman is pregnant, that co-wife is pregnant, and therefore there's no mitzvah of Yibam. And therefore she can't live with her husband's brother, right? Because that's an Isser V'yifka B'Isser Eishasach Daraisa. That's an Isser Daraisa. We don't want to take our chances with Isser Daraisa. Savi Daraisa L'chumra. Ella lo tachlo tzamai. Why can't she do chalitza? To save her, to cover her bases. The Mishnah doesn't suggest chalitza. Why can't she do chalitza? And then Yimanipsha. If the woman's pregnant, she didn't need this chalitza. And if the woman is not pregnant, then she needs the chalitza. And she's mutter to marry somebody else. So bishlama, tachlos betoktes, vitinasi betoktes lo. I understand why we won't allow. And we're going with our Gemara's girsa, which is Rashi's preferred girsa. There's another girsa about betok gimel and la'achar gimel. Other Rishonim have, but we're going to go with our girsa. So fine, I understand why we won't allow chalitza and marrying somebody else within 9 months of the husband's death. Why? Hainu safek, because that's a real safek. Because maybe the woman is pregnant, and within 9 months, you're not going to know whether the baby is viable or not. Why put yourself into that issue of safek? So we're not going to allow you to get married within 9 months. Ella, taklos betok shisha v'tirasi l'achar tisha. Why not at least have her do the chalitza within 9 months, so she can be ready to get married? Right, who's going to want to go out with her if she's still zakuk? At least let her do chalitza, then she'll be able to go out. I'm free, right after we get married, plan the wedding already. Right after 9 months, you have a wedding. So why didn't the Mishnah suggest that at least you could do the chalitza within 9 months? Isn't that a raya to Reish Lakish? That Reish Lakish holds, if the woman is pregnant now, the chalitza is not significant. That's the raya to Reish Lakish. Else?
No, but then, let's say that the dude is not viable, and that, so then,
but
she cannot do Yibam.
But we're saying Yibam is out. We're not suggesting the Mishnah says no Yibam. What about chalitza? We're saying, how about she could do chalitza? So why didn't the Mishnah suggest at least do chalitza within 9 months and get married later? It must be that the chalitza within 9 months would be insignificant.
But there's no second brother.
There's a second brother, but we're for sure not allowing Yibam to that second brother.
Because, but it would be chalitza.
Right, that's what
but
we're
saying. Then he won't have to marry her.
Right, she'll at least be able to marry somebody else. Right now she's stuck. Let her marry somebody else, not the brother. That's what we want her allow her to do.
But then we're disregarding that he's from Yibam.
No, she did chalitza. Chalitza takes the place. You can't allow Yibam here because it's Safik Isser Daraisa. So at least allow chalitza. Yeah.
10 months, 9 months of pregnancy. No.
What? 9 months and 10 months. Well, we had the Ritva yesterday that there are two ways to figure out it might be viable right when it's born. If you know Kalolo Chadashov, if you could see, or if it's fully grown. If it has hair and some nails. Yeah. So we're going to reject this in a minute anyway. So that might be the question. Says the Gemara, isn't this a right to Reish Lakish? The Gemara says, 1 minute. Ulu taimech tachlus v'tiras elakartes. The Mishnah didn't suggest anything. It didn't suggest any chalitza. Okay, you want to bring a right to Reish Lakish? So why did the Mishnah suggest wait 9 months and then do chalitza? You're saying it's a raya that it didn't suggest chalitza within 9 months and marriage after 9 months. It didn't even suggest chalitza and nisuin after 9 months. That's no raya. Ella, the Gemara has two answers. Two answers to say why that Mishnah is not a raya either way. Bar Mina, leave that Mishnah out. There's a separate reason why we don't allow chalitza in that Mishnah. Really, we should allow chalitza. Bein l'Reish Lakish, bein l'Rabbi Yochanan. Why don't we? The following. Tiyahida Abaya Bar Abba, Rav Chinina Bar Abaya, or the names might be switched, the Amri Travayu, Shema Yehe Vlad Ben Kayama. Maybe, if we allow chalitza, it could be that the child that her co-wife had in Medina Sayam is a child, the Nimsa, and therefore what? Then the chalitza is meaningless, unless later on she's going to want to marry a Kohen. People might think that, hey, this is a chalutza, now she can marry a Kohen. You're going to make beds and get up and make this whole announcement and put ads in the paper, this chalitza was not significant, right? Because her co-wife had a baby in Medina Sayam. So don't think she's a chalutza. And that's why we're letting her marry this Kohen. So we're going to make Beis Din do that. Ask the Gemara, big deal. V'litzricha. So let require Beis Din to do that. What's so bad about that? So Gemara says, no. Dilma ike inish dahavi bechalitza. Maybe there will be somebody who read the paper on the day of the chalitza, v'lo havi bachraza, and will not have read the paper or heard about the announcement that the chalitza was not significant. And remember, the Ritva adds in, the baby is living somewhere in Medina Sayam. So nobody knows that there's a baby walking around here, that the chalitza is not significant. And therefore, there's a very good chance that people are going to think that a chalitza is allowed to marry a kohen. So that is why we don't allow a chalitza in this case, because we have a very high standard in terms of who if we're going to allow her to marry a kohen. So don't bring me a raya from that Mishnah. Yeah. Right, that's the big kasha. It's the question, the Rishonim deal with that. If she never hears about this woman, she remains an aguna, or no? Or what's the maskana of the Gemara? That chalitza, I don't know, maybe if you do chalitza and the announcement right away, or you announce, if you already ever see this woman marrying, it's because that she found out that there was a Mubaris that had a baby. You're right, but the Rishonim discuss, this is going to cause her to not be able to get married. It's a challenging psak. Or only let her marry. No, but either way, this seems like we're not going to allow the chalitza in the first place. That's what the takana seems to be. We're not going to allow the chalitza because she might want to marry the kohen, and then we're going to have to do the hachraza. But you're right. But again, but it sounds like the first step we're not going to even allow. But there's another answer. Amale Abaya. Abaya says, no, there's another reason. Don't be medayik from the Mishnah. Midi lo tachlos lo tesiyavim tani. Did the Mishnah say don't do chalitza? No, it was silent on the issue of chalitza. All it says is, don't do yibam. Lo tinasi v'lo tesyavim k'tani below chalitza. All the Mishnah says is, don't get married or do chalitza, or do yibam. That means, without chalitza. But in a chinami, avali chalitzla, chinami the sharia. But if you do chalitza in a chinami, it would be allowed. Okay, so that's all. So according to that daya, there's no right either way, because in a chinami, you could do chalitza if you would want to. Either way, no raya from that Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar thought that was the basis for Reish Lakish, but we end up saying it's no raya mafurish. Tanya kavase de Reish Lakish. Again, you should know that in terms of getting a kohen getting married, any type of chash, the Shulchan Aruch already paskins, even what's called reach haget, because of Maseches Gittin. Reach haget means that the get wasn't a good get, but it was like people think it was a good get. It smells of a get. Reach haget. Even if a woman has reach haget, says in Siman Vav Eben Ezra, we're not going to allow her to get married. So we have a very high standard in terms of who we're going to allow to marry a kohen. So here too is already a chashash as well. Tani kavasa de Reish Lakish, we have a brisa that supports Reish Lakish beferish. Hacholis lo muveris vehipila tzricha chalitza min ha'achin. So you see, if you do chalitza, you have to do chalitza again after the baby comes out, even though it was an enosh shakayama. So it's a raya mefurish like Reish Lakish. Amar Rava. Hilchasa kavase de Reish Lakish bahani tlas. In the following three cases, we pass like Reish Lakish, right? Even though Reish Lakish is the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, but in these three cases, we pass in like Reish Lakish. Is this Badafka? The Rishonim all point out that there are other cases we pass in like Reish Lakish. Are these the only three? So the Ritva here says, it's a ton of Ashir. These are some of the three of the cases. They're not Badafka. The Meiri says, all the other arguments between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish that we pass in like Reish Lakish are really tully on a different machlokas. So we're not really passing like Reish Lakish there, we're passing like somebody else. Either way, this is just a group of three cases that we pass in like Reish Lakish. Chada hada amran. One is what we were just talking about Bia and Chalitza Muberes is lo shma Bia v'chalitza. Idach detznan. Two more cases regarding Yerusha. Detznan, the Mishnah says, ha-machalik nechasev al-piv, the whole eighth parak of Baal Basra is about Yerusha, Yesh Nochlin. So that's where this is a quote from. Ha-machalik nechasev al-piv. What happens? Before somebody dies, they start giving out all of their assets. Giving out all their assets. They don't want it to fall to regular Yerusha laws, and therefore they're giving out all their assets before they die. Reba la'echad u'mi'a la'echad, and they give more to one child and less to another child. The hishva lam is a bachar, or they give out to all the children equally, including the firstborn. Both of those go against the halachas of Yerusha, Devar of Kayamin. That's fine, because he's giving a present. You can give presents during your lifetime. That's fine. V'im Amar Mishum Yerusha, but if a person says, I'm doing this as my inheritance, this is my Yerusha, I want to give everybody equal, including the firstborn, or I want to split it up this way, then Lo Amar Klum. then what he says is meaningless. Why? As Rashi quotes, that is masna mashakasa batorah. That is making a tnai, a condition against a law in the Torah, and a masna mashakasa batorah is tno is batal. And making a law against what it says in the Torah, that's Rashi says in the second to last line, that is batal. So if you want to go the matana way, that's fine. If it's all a matana. But if it's Yerusha, it won't work. And see anybody pointed out, but there is a machlokas when it comes to dini mamonis, whether you could be matha machkas batorah. B'davar shem mamon, machlokas of Yehuda and Remeir, whether to know kayim or not. But Yerusha might not be regular dini mamonis. This is not our issue now, but just the one makar, the Rambam in Hilchos Nachlas, Vav Aleph. Vav Aleph. The Rambam there says, a person cannot create his own Yerusha, laws. Ain Adam Yachol Laharish Misha Ain Aroy Liyarsho V'lo La'akar HaYerusha Min HaYoresh Afal Pisha Zem Mamonhu. Even though this is mamonis, you still can't switch it, says the Rambam. Because it says V'haysel V'nei Yisrael L'chukas Mishpat Lomar She'chukas Zu Lo Tishtana V'ein Atnai Mo'el Ba. Nachla, Yerusha is related to Isurim, not just the pure Dini Mamonis. Again, not our issue now, so therefore, that's also what the Gemara might mean here. Even according to the Manda Amar, of Darish of Imam, when Tanoz Kayam, it's still not good by Nachla, because Yerusha and Nachla aren't pure Dini Mamonis. But, continues the Mishnah, Kasa, Bein Betzchila, Bein Beso, Bein Me'emsa, Mishamatana, Dvarav Kayamin. Let's say a person does not say it, but he writes down a shtar, what's he giving with all his nechasim, and he has a couple of shonos of Yerusha in there, and he has some language of matana in there. As long as he has a lashon of matana in there, it's okay. At the beginning, middle, or the end of the shtar. Any case. Continuing. The Amar Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish says about this Mishnah, Rashi points out it's not exactly about the Mishnah. Reish Lakish is commenting about the following case. Let's say there are two groups that this person is giving to, and he uses the lashon of Yerusha by one of the children and matana by the other one of the children. So is that good enough? So Rabbi Yochanan says even that's good enough, that everything is considered matana. As long as he uses matana by one group, so matana works by the other group as well. Reish Lakish argues on that. V'yam Reish Lakish, lo olam, lo kana, it doesn't work, atche yomar, ploni, ploni, yirshu sa de plonis, u plonis, shena satim lahem, b'matana v'yirshim. If you use the lashon of matana by both of the individuals, that's the only time it works. You can't use matana by one for the other one. So that's the second Reish Lakish that we paskin like. The idach, what's the third one? Ditznan, another Mishnah there. Hakosev kol nechasev lebno la'achar moso. Let's say a father has an orchard. Father has an orchard. And he gives the orchard to his son after he dies. After the father dies. This is yours after I die, says the father. But meanwhile, I'm still allowed to eat fruit from the orchard. So there's a kinyan peros still to the father. The father still has rights to eat the fruit, but he says, son, this is yours after I die. It's yours. So what's the halacha? Ha'av, what could anybody, the father or the son, sell it right now? So ha'av, eni yachol limkor b'nation nasan on laben. The father can't sell it right now because he gave it. It's already earmarked for the son. Ha'ben eni yachol limkor b'nation b'irushas ha'av. The son can't sell it right now because the father is still enjoying it. So neither of them can sell it. What if they did? Machar ha'av, what if the father sold it, even though he wasn't supposed to because it's going to the son? Mechur nash yamasahu. Right? If the father sold it, so then it's considered sold until the father dies, because he has temporary control. He wasn't supposed to sell it, but if he did, it's considered sold until he dies, and then it reverts back to the son, because the son really acquired it somewhat at the first moment at T1. Machar haben, what if the son sells it in this interim period? Again, he wasn't supposed to because the father right now enjoys. So again, ein lokeach klum et shemus ha'av. In that case, if the son sold it, then the sale is meaningless until the father dies. Because right now, the father enjoys it, he can still enjoy it. The son didn't have any authority to sell it for right now. Once the father dies, then it automatically goes to the mocher, to the buyer. The itmar, but what happens in this case? Machar haben b'chayi ha'av, if the son sold it, umeis haben b'chayi ha'av. But then the son died. The son died. Meaning it never went to the son. Because the father, yarshins his son. So the son sold it, then he died. So what do you say in that case? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, obviously, and then the father dies later. So is the lokeach, does he get anything? So machlokeach, Rabbi Yochanan Amar lokana lokeach, Reish Lakish Amar lokana lokeach. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says the buyer doesn't get it at all, even after the father dies. Why? Kinyan peiros kinyan aguftami. A kinyan in just the fruits, the produce of an item is just like you have a kinyan in the goof of the item as well. And therefore the father who has a kinyan peiros, it's as if halachically he has full kinyan, therefore the son didn't have a right to sell it. And if the son dies, it's fully the father's. Reish Lakish Amar Kana Lokeach. Reish Lakish says, no, the Lokeach does acquire it after the father dies. Kinyan Peros Laki Kinyan Aguf. Because the father's Kinyan originally is only a limited one. It's a Kinyan Peros. The son really had a Kinyan Aguf. Therefore, the son had a right to sell it. And once the father dies, it reverts to the Lokeach. This is a huge Sas topic. We don't have time to talk about it now. Kinyan Peros, Kinyan Aguf, Lafki Kinyan Aguf. But keep in mind, there's a lot discussed here because there are different Gemaras that seem to say one direction, other direction, what we paskin. So all the Rishonim and Achronim have to make Chilukim relating to the Sugya in each case. Period. So now let's get back to the Mishnah. Ein avai shel kayama. If you remember, the Mishnah said that if a man does yibum to a woman and she ends up being pregnant, and if it ends up that the vlad is not viable, then he keeps his wife, right? Because it ends up that she was zukuka. Fine, that's what the Mishnah says. Tana Mishnah Rabbi Eliezer amru yotzi beget. Rabbi Eliezer argues on our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says no way. You have to divorce her, even though you did yibum. Even though you did Yibum, and now it comes out it was a good Yibum, still we're kones you. We fine you, Rabbi Eliezer says, because you entered into a suffix iser krisus. You weren't sure if this pregnancy was going to work or not. You entered into a suffix, so therefore, we fine you, and you have to get divorced. Three-way machlokas we shown him. What does he have to do here? So our gears is Yotzi Baget. That's what Rashi says. They're fully married. They're fully married. Based on what we said before, right? Yekayim, right? He keeps her alive. Yotzi Baget, he has to divorce her with a get. Says the Tosas Yishanim, what are you talking about? We just said that look is like Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says the B.S. Mu'baris is Loshma Bia. So you know what he has to do? Chalitza and a get. Give a get too, because it looks like they were married. But you have to do both. Here it says get, that means also a get. You have to do Chalitza too, because we just passed it like Rish Lakish. Second Shita. Third Shita, the Rashba changes the Girsa. Says we passed it like Rish Lakish. What do you need to get for? What he did before was meaningless. Only Chalitza, not get. Rashi, Tosas Yishanim, and the Rashba. Both are either or. Three Shitas. Amar Rava, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elezer, Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elezer both say this are in the same Shita regarding where a person gets married incorrectly, we are going to force him to get divorced. Rabbi Elezer had the Amran. Rabbi Elezer is our case where a man married his Yavama even though he wasn't sure whether she was pregnant or not. Right? He should have waited 3 months to know for sure. So therefore, Rabbi Elezer says he must get divorced. Rabbi Meir, Tanya, Rabbi Meir is in the following Brisa. As the Brisa says, Lo yisa adam u'beres chaveiro minekas chaveiro. A person should not marry his friend's wife who is his friend's wife who is pregnant or nursing. Let's say a pregnant or nursing mother loses their husband, Rahman al Itzlan. So the halacha is in the Gemara that she shouldn't get married for mu'baris all the time that she's pregnant, and meinekes for 2 years. Because the Gemara assumed, we had it earlier a little bit, that we assume that bia with a nursing mother, if a nursing mother gets pregnant, she's going to lose her milk, which happens to be true, and therefore we don't want the baby to be in danger. A, or B, the Gemara assumed also that Bia with a Mu'uberis could also be a problem if she gets pregnant again, if the Rashi said that earlier, because it might create a sandal, it might create danger to the baby. So either way, the Gemara, the Rabbana made a Gzeira, you're not allowed to marry a woman who is pregnant, or a woman within 2 years, meaning while she's nursing. V'im Nasa, and if you did, Yotzi, gotta get divorced. V'lo Yachzer Olamis, different Rabbi Meir, you have to get divorced, you're never allowed to take her back. That's Rabbi Meir's Shita, so Rabbi Meir is just like the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, that we are kones you. Chachamim omrim, no. Yotzi. Chachamim say, fine, you have to get divorced right now. Ukshigia zmano lichnos yichnos. But wait till after she's pregnant. Or wait the 2 years, then you can remarry her. There's no knas. You just got to fulfill the din itself. Yeah. So that's what the Gemara is going to say in a minute. But the Gemara at first parallels these two. There's a machlokas rishonim. What if you just did kiddushin? If you just did Kiddushin, the Gemara says here, Lo Yisa. The Machlokas we've shown, if you just did Kiddushin. The Rambam and also the Rabbi Yosef Meorleans and Tosfos right here says, by Kiddushin, he does not need a get. Just separate, just wait. Does not need a get. Other Rishonim say, no, there's low plug, and once there's the Ravid there, and Tosfos, the rest of Tosfos argue and say, no, even by Kiddushin, we'd make them get divorced. Okay, but either way, the Gemara suggests they're parallel. So I'm like, Abaya says, no way, like Yisrael just said. Mimai, there's a big difference between the two. Dil Malohi, maybe they're not parallel, meaning Rabbi Eliezer, who says you have to get divorced in our case, is not exactly the same as Rabbi Meir, who says you have to get divorced in the case of the nursing woman and the pregnant woman. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say in our case you have to get divorced? Elam should the kapaga beis reishizach daraisa. That was a suffix daraisa he got himself into. He might be living right with his with somebody. She might be living with an eishizach shelo b'makom mitzvah. Aval hasam drabanan krabanan spirulei. But it could very well be that he would not be kones if the guy violated a drabanan of marrying a bo meris or a nekes. Or the opposite way, inami ad kalakam Rabbi Meir hasam elam mishum drabanan. Maybe the opposite. Rabbi Meir is kones by the Isra Drabanan. Why? Because the Chacham Mazu Chizik Divrei Moshe Mishal Torah. The Chacham have to give teeth to their laws. Because once you violate a Drabanan, if people see this, there's not going to be any preventative measure for others. Aval Hacha Mida Oraisa Mifrish Parshimino. We don't have to punish you by the Oraisa because what? Mifrish Parshimino. What does that mean? Nobody else is going to do it. Nobody's going to learn from your violation. What do you see from here? What's the purpose of an onesh in Yahadus? What's the purpose of a knas? It's not starting to bang the guy over the head, but it's that others learn. That others learn from this mistake, right? It's V'chol Yisro Yishmu B'Yiro. It says four times in Sefer Dvarim, in the parashas at the end of Dvarim, right? By Betzara Mora, by Zokin Mamre, Edom Zomamin, says, and by, there's one more. Ramban puts all four together. But it says the Mesis, by Yoni Dachas. Did I say that one? Yoni Dachas. I think. But there are four of them. But either way, the purpose of an onesh, Rashi explains it here, is so that other people learn not to do it. So by the Raisas, you don't have that worry. People are going to know not to do it. By the Rabbanans, you need that. It's not exactly the same idea, but you can look, we don't have time to say it. Rav Moshe has a beautiful thought in the Drash Moshe at the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, where he talks about why, after all the Azharis in Achremos, and before the punishments in Kedoshim, why does it say Kedoshim to you there? Be holy, be Kedoshim. What is Kedoshim to you? So there he also emphasizes the fact that punishments in Yadus is just not just to bang the guy over the head, but it's to teach a lesson, both to this person himself. Kedoshim to you, that's why we're punishing you, because you're a Kadosh. Realize it. So that's the emphasis of Ramoshe, to teach him. This Gemara is that it's to teach others. One more line. Amar Rava, two more lines. When the Chachamim say you have to separate and then go back afterwards, it doesn't just mean separate. You have to actually get divorced. You can't just be Poresh. Amar Marzutra, Dekanami, it's proof from the Lashon. Diktani Yotzi, Vloktani Yafrish, Vamino. It says Yotzi, it doesn't say Yafrish. So Yotzi means you have to actually get divorced. Period. The next line starts a new section. So we will stop here. Everybody should have a good Shabbos. Tomorrow we get into roves and some Gemaras we had yesterday that a person should never remain without a wife for so long, or Loisa Adam Daito Lagarsha. Interesting inyanim coming up tomorrow. Have a good Shabbos.